And that's a wrap.
All right. That was Dear Diana by Grade School. Speaking of Grade School, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Didn't expect to run into you here.
Yeah, it's super weird.
So how are things?
Good. We just wrapped up our debut album a couple days ago.
Nice.
Yeah, it costed a lot of money, but it's worth it. Yeah. It sounds good.
We're really excited.
Ten full tracks. Yeah, yeah.
Wow, nice.
Show's coming up too.
Is that the first full-length album?
Yeah, cool. First one. We've had a couple of EPs. The thing is, it always takes so long to get the vinyl made. Right. So we had an EP when I made when I was maybe like 14, 15 years old. And then it took about, because this was during like COVID, so it took almost like a full year and a half before it actually came out. Right. But in that year and a half, like my voice changed, like my balls dropped. I was like, I became a man in that year. So the album came out, or the EP comes out, and I'm like, oh, like I don't sound like this anymore, and like my skill has changed so much.
It's like Justin Bieber playing his old songs now.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I feel. That's how I feel every time we play old songs. I'm like singing these like super prepubescent high voice with like a deep voice.
Yeah, no, I feel that. So did that record get printed on vinyl?
Yeah, all our releases are on vinyl.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What is that process like?
I don't know. We just kind of send it into Tim, the guy who runs Kingfisher Blues, which is a local record label in Vancouver. I'm pretty sure he just takes them. I'm going to butcher the explanation of this so bad. My understanding is he takes the files, he sends them to Clampdown, which is actually in Burnaby.
In Burnaby, yeah.
Here. And they do what they do, and it takes a long time.
Cool.
Because everyone during COVID was making bedroom music. And
yeah,
so now that COVID's
everyone.
Kind of like coming to an end, the pandemic's coming in close, everyone's got all this music ready to come out, and then it's just like a big backlog of all these projects.
We're hoping the album doesn't take as long. We're putting it right after Record Store Day, because everyone's trying to get stuff pressed for Record Store Day, which is this month, I believe.
Yeah.
I think it's like a couple days from now. So yeah, hopefully it's good.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I noticed that, Ryan, you have a Neptune Records shirt on.
I do.
Shout out.
Shout out, Neptune.
Do you collect vinyls?
Yeah.
Do either of you?
Both of us are pretty deep in it. It's pretty bad. Like,
it is
financial bad. Financial responsibility as an adult is very...
No.
We were going crazy, like, looking through your guys' archive of stuff.
I was going through, like, the end section, and I found this New Order album that was actually sitting in my Discogs. It's, like, a $150 record. I'm like, this album... I might just put it in my pocket and walk away.
I wanted to put the Jamiroquai. It says not for sale for promotional use only. I'm like, oh, I need that.
It's even better.
Yeah.
It's more authentic.
Put it under my shirt.
Yeah, that's cool. Do you guys have like a favorite vinyl that you've collected or?
I think ours are about the same.
Is there like one special one?
Being So Normal?
Yeah, Being So Normal, Peach Fit. Yeah. We both have like
a Peach Fit record.
We have the entire, like Ryan does. He has a full vinyl collection of every Peach Fit record.
Nice.
Do you have 17?
I have the second pressing of 17.
Okay.
No, sorry. I know I have 17. I have the second pressing of Sweet FA, but I'm missing the first pressing of Sweet FA.
Right,
and that's
the
last piece that I need.
We have all of them, and we all have them signed, too. Like every single one.
Yeah, nice.
Which is really funny.
I was
going to
ask if you guys have met them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're like best friends.
Oh, okay. No, but never mind then.
It's funny because like Cody's on first name basis, cell phone basis with them, but we still don't have all of their stuff.
Right,
like it's like their first pressings of their first runs was actually so limited because they blew up so quickly that like even like when like we're kind of like homie-ish basis and we still can't get it.
Right,
so that's that's what makes the hunt even more exciting.
I heard
too.
they're repressing their old stuff soon,
not
so
the same.
We'll see.
If the record has a barcode on it, I don't want it.
Yeah, me and Ryan are very like. Audiophile vinyl
nice.
People.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I still use only Spotify though.
Yeah, me too.
I've heard it's an expensive hobby to get into.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Like, am I going to eat this week or do I want this pressing?
Does Peach Pit have any Grade School vinyls?
I hope so.
I hope so. I don't know if they do. I hope they do.
Imagine they collect our stuff. They have like number one.
Yeah.
Number
they're
one
like
on 300.
Just as big
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they must have one, I hope. Might be backfiring.
Well, they're actually right behind you. We can ask them in person.
No way!
No, unfortunately.
This isn't Ellen.
If you look under your seat, the Peach Fit. live shows. You guys play a ton of live shows.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I saw you have a a story highlight on Instagram about you rate the bathrooms at venues.
Yes, I do that. That's like, I've been forgetting to do that recently. I need to start doing that again.
It's honestly one of my favorite parts of the venues.
Yeah.
Just seeing all like the markers in
there.
They're
so unique. Like, each one is unique. Some of them are super nice. Yeah. We played the Shipyards Festival in North Van, and the bathroom there was like, mwah. It was very nice, but not no vibe though.
But also like the grosser the bathroom is, the better the venue.
Yeah,
because that's part of the vibe. Like the Red Gate bathroom, probably catch a few diseases in there if you spend too much time in there. But also the
Buddha's
Red Gate
bathroom.
The Buddha's bathroom is
it's not even a bathroom.
I should have
rather pee in the alleyway then.
Yeah. No, you have to go into Buddha's bathroom with like an N95 on.
Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun though. I like doing the bathroom reviews.
Yeah.
I need to set a reminder on my phone to do them more. Because we just played at the Fox, and the Fox has a nice bathroom.
That is a nice bathroom. It's pink.
Yeah.
It's a pink bathroom.
It's a pink bathroom.
Huh.
There's too many people in there though. I didn't want to whip my phone out.
Oh, that's the grade selfies. School guy doing his bathroom.
Has there been any that like really stuck out to you? Like really gross or like...
Reggae's my favorite.
Reggae is my favorite.
Reggae is iconic for sure.
I like when bands put their stickers like on the urinals.
So everyone pisses on them.
Yeah.
That's smart. We should do that.
I don't want to put my fingers in there. You can do that. I think my favorite was, what was that Flat Earth show that we played?
Lanaloos?
No, it was the Heatley.
The Heatley. Yeah.
I like the Heatley. Because it said, it just said in just Sharpie, someone just wrote Alex G.
Oh,
I really like that.
Do you think that was Alex G?
Maybe.
Do you think Alex G was there?
Oh my god,
Heatley. Yeah, I think that's
my favorite. He just wrote his own name in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Start running Cody Schroeder everywhere.
Yeah, I should do that.
In the women's bathroom?
Cody was here.
The stickers in the urinal remind me of, I remember I was watching a Narwhal interview once, and he brought out an Eminem urinal mat for like merch.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys, like, you guys were talking about special kind of pieces of merch before the show.
Mm-hmm. We want to do merch that is, like, cool, you know?
Yeah.
Like Supreme Bape-style weird merch.
Yeah, like just like bizarre stuff.
Or, like, whatever it was, they did, like, a crowbar or something.
Crowbar. Yeah.
Tim does crazy merch. He made, like, Gatorade, but it was called, like, what was it, like, Tim Corp? Yeah. He has, like, this fictional brand, so he had, like, Gatorade. What else did he have?
Every album release he does he has a theme of his album.
And condoms and like.
And so every album he does, he makes pickles. Or no, he buys wholesale pickles. But then
pickles.
He puts his puts a make-believe brand, and then he references some really niche book or whatever. Yeah.
We would love to do tech decks. That's what we were talking
tech
about.
Tech decks is the move.
Yeah, yeah.
Tech decks.
Don't leak it on r/grade school. But like.
Rulers would be kind of funny. Because like grade school, like school supplies.
Like actual stationery.
Yeah.
I would use my grade school pencil at school.
Yeah. Like grade school pencils, like that's sick.
Yeah. Hopefully you pass all your classes with a grade school pencil. Like give you a little bit of extra luck.
I would not.
Wait, so like where did the name grade school come from?
I think my dad came up with it, actually. Because we've been...
Papa grade school.
Yeah, Papa grade school. He came up with it because grade school has been like a thing since I was like 13 or 14.
Since you were in grade school?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That was probably, I think, why he came up with it.
So what happens when you're 40 and you're still playing music under the name grade school?
Yeah, still writing songs like I'm 16.
Yeah. It's like Blink 182 writing songs about like holding hands with a girl for the first time when you're like 40.
I will definitely still be doing that when I'm older.
Maybe you should like upgrade. You go from grade school to high school to university.
We were thinking of doing that for like albums, but it's also a little corny. I feel like. it's a little corny.
Once you stick to a theme, you have to stick with it. Like, and so like, I don't know if you want to change your mind, it's too late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely too late for that. Yeah, I don't know. We've been thinking about album names because we do have an upcoming album that I'm like so stumped.
MP3 radio exclusive.
Yeah. Actually, I think this is the first time I've said anything about it. But that is hard. It's hard to come up with a name.
Like naming things is the hardest part of being in a band or being an artist.
It is.
It's even worse, like naming yourself as an artist too.
Yeah.
Where it's like you have this idea of like that your group or whatever, and then you look it up on Spotify and you find out, there's there's another group out there with the same name.
There's always someone with a better band name, and you're always gonna be like, why didn't I think of that?
Is there another grade school you guys are like competing with?
There is a grade school records in UK.
Oh, that's fine.
We are the only grade school band.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. We have the copyright for it. So.
Do we really?
We do.
Ooh. Nice.
Not for grade school, but like as a band.
Yeah. All grade schools, please change.
Yeah, you gotta change your name.
Every institution in the world
has to play on the morning announcements. songs.
The thing is, the thing I kind of regret about naming the band Grade School is when you look up grades. Like sometimes I look myself up on Google.
We've all done that.
Yeah, I'll look up grade school and only like schools will pop up. Yeah. Obviously.
If you look up Grade School Live, it's just like school performances.
Yeah, it's like school band performances. I'm like,
you have to make like super unique song names.
Yeah, we just need to get huge so we surpass that.
Yeah. You just have to be like Yeet. Like I remember seeing Yeet's name and I was like, okay, he's never gonna blow up.
Yeah.
Because anytime you see the word Yeet, it's just gonna be that Vine.
Yeah, exactly. But, now it's just his music.
Yeah.
Well, when you Google Red Hot Chili Peppers,
it's
Red
the band.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. If you Google Queen, well,
we'll see. Maybe.
Yeah, in like 6 months, it'll go back to the band.
Pretty sure more people know the words to Bohemian Rhapsody than who the monarchy in the UK is right now.
I forgot her name already, I'm not going to lie.
I'm not going to embarrass myself in trying to as well.
So we know there's new music coming.
Mm-hmm.
Are there shows booked? Is there any big, like...
Yeah, we're trying to book as many shows for the summer as possible.
Yeah, cool.
We have a couple people in our band that are going away, so that's been a bit complicated trying to organize around that.
We adapt.
Yeah,
shift some people around.
Yeah, we kind of have, like, an ever-evolving band sometimes.
Yeah, cool.
We have different people come in all the time.
It's really good that some of our members are, like, multi-instrumentalists, so it's, like...
Yeah, like, Ryan plays guitar and drums.
Cool.
So, it's not detrimental when, like, one person's gone. We just kind of, like, do a quick lineup change. And then, But, you know, it's still not the same. But
yeah.
It works. So it gets by.
It's dynamic.
We are dynamic.
We are very dynamic.
Dear dynamic.
Oh. But, yeah, we have a bunch of shows booked. We're playing at the Cobalt April 27th.
Cool.
Like, this April. And then we're hoping to go tour this summer in August as well.
Nice.
Just a small Canadian tour.
Just around BC or around all of Canada? Or?
We're thinking Calgary is like the furthest we'll go, probably.
Just wherever Spotify says most of our listeners are.
Yeah, which is nowhere in Canada.
Nope.
Really?
Where we get Seattle, lots in Seattle.
Seattle and Portland. Right. Yeah.
Seattle and Portland more than Vancouver, actually.
Right.
Yeah. Huh? And we're hoping to tour the States, but right now it's just like so unrealistic to do that. The price of visas and everything.
I've heard the visa prices.
Yeah, it just went up too.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
So that gives us an incentive to work harder to get some more money to buy the visa.
Yeah,
the idea is next year we'll be able to afford the visa and book more tour dates kind of pay it off.
Mm.
But yeah, this year's small Canadian tour will be fun still.
Well, good news for everyone listening because I don't think there's any people in the States.
Yeah, exactly.
Be able to listen to this.
The board is going to pull up the chat logs and it's like, so where's your visa? I heard on this interview that you're going to the States.
You said exactly a year ago today you would have a visa.
Where is it?
You know, that's probably exactly what's going to happen. We're not going to have visas next year.
Probably now.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
It's a lengthy process.
Has there been like a favorite show for you guys so far?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I have a favorite show. Do you have a favorite show?
You go first. I need to think.
The show at Green Auto was really, really good.
Yeah.
It just the sound is really good. I think the best, what makes a good show is when you can hear yourself.
Yeah.
And that, when you can hear your voice.
It seems
crucial.
Like such like a principal like part of playing music, but that doesn't happen all the time.
No.
Just like
you
have a sound check.
Yeah.
You have a sound check and then you go on stage and it's like you didn't even have a sound check. Yeah.
Hopefully it's a sound check. Sometimes it's just a line check.
Not even.
I think my favorite show was last year, April. It was Goose Hunt at UBC.
Because I wasn't in the band at the time.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Ryan's newbie into the band right now.
I played 4 shows with you guys,
yeah,
which is kind of crazy. Guys. Like, my second show with you guys was at The Rickshaw.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you play a lot live before that, or was this like you're just diving into it?
I played music for years.
Me and Ryan were in another band before we combined forces.
I was actually quite a big grade school fan before. It was funny because like I've always known who knew who Cody was, just because being in the scene and like being a friend of Tim, the guy who signed grade school, and when grade school came on the scene. I was like, I got the first EP. I was like, this is the exact type of music I want to make. This is really, really good. And then you know, slowly weasel my way in to get to know them, and then we're here.
He's a guy from grade school.
Yeah, no, I ran into Cody.
Actually what happened.
No, seriously, this is about maybe a 1.5-2 years ago. We were at a Peach Pit show, right? Because Cody and I both love Peach Pit, and we both had early access to watch their sound check and stuff.
Nice.
And I think you were either behind me in line or ahead of me.
I think we were just on the floor.
Yeah,
like I was with.
And
someone
I tapped his shoulder. I'm like, hey, aren't you a grade school guy?
Yeah.
And I was like, where's the album? And then he goes, shut up.
I still say that. Yeah, that was funny. I always forget that was like the first time we met.
I'm calculated. I was just stalking you.
Yeah.
It was my 2-year plan to finally get in the group.
Yeah. Well, it worked.
That's cool. So Cody, where's the album?
Yeah, Cody, where's the album?
Shut up. It's in a Google Drive.
Selling access to the Google Drive as an NFT. Yeah.
So, Cody, you were solo act for how long?
Kind of a long time. Like, during, like, COVID, it was all just me. And a lot of the album is just me with some live drums on most of the tracks. And Jack, our bassist, is on pretty much every single one of the tracks.
Cool.
We all live very far away from each other. So getting together to record was not really, like, an option for a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the fact that we didn't record the album, like, in a week or a month. It happened kind of over, like, a year. Like, it was just songs that we kind of just were like, oh, this song is good, let's save it. And then, like, a couple months later, it was like, oh, this song is good, let's save it. And then eventually we had enough to put on the album. But it flows very nicely, surprisingly.
Well, that's what your first album is, your debut album. It's like you have your whole life to make your first album.
Yeah.
Kind of say what you want to say, and then it builds up into it. And then you... Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then you start fresh.
Yeah, the album is... very involved with the band, which I like, and I love everything about it right now. I've been listening to it on repeat, which is
nice.
Usually something I don't do with my music, but I really am proud of it, and I can't wait till it's out.
Yeah, cool. Me neither.
Yeah.
Who would you say your inspirations are, just creatively in general?
Ooh. It's always changing. It's like totally always changing. Yeah. Slaughter Beach Dog right now is like my main inspiration. Wilco a lot. We listen to a lot of Wilco.
Yeah, cool.
I love Joy Division and New Order. And though it's not the same type of music, but the structure and the ethos is very similar. Yeah. So I take a lot of inspiration.
The one song on the album called Sweet 16 is very New Order.
New Order, New Wavy, yeah.
It's very cool.
Even how I write, like Peter Hook is the kind of like, it's like the lead bassist of Joy Division and New Order. Mm-hmm. And just the way that like his cadence, just the way that he plays his instrument is very, very reminiscent of how I model myself after. So it's like how I play guitar. It's not super shreddy because I feel like it doesn't fit the vibe.
Melodic.
It's very melodic and very simple.
Cool.
And I think like less is more, and a lot of that is like translated onto what we do.
I think the album is kind of like, it's like Mac DeMarco meets like Pine Grove.
Yeah.
And then, oh, there's New Order.
Yeah.
There's Gone. And then there's like a country song.
I always say like there's so much music that wouldn't exist without New Order. Like New Order song Blue Monday is kind of like, it's like the best selling 12-inch of all time.
Really?
And without it, there'd be no EDM. Period.
Just wait until the grade school album comes out.
It's
blow it out of the water.
Like
that's what we're gonna be saying about the new grade
school. make a new genre just out of it.
A new genre that
cowbloke.
A lot of people.
Cowbloke.
Yeah, the cowbloke genre. You guys need to copyright that before.
Yeah, we should. That's
really good.
Yeah. We're going to call the first album Cowblow.
No.
We were just talking about album names.
Yeah. Cowblow.
Oh, yeah.
Cowblow.
Football jersey and then cowboy hat.
Put a football jersey on the cow for the album cover.
Oh, that's smart. It's like the Whistler cow theme. Like, they just draw cows and things and, like, different themes.
Yeah.
Live in studio, grade school, brainstorming the next project.
Always. We're always thinking about
it. We're always doing
always.
This.
Always like, I'll get texts from him at like 3 in the morning, and I'm also up because we're both.
This did happen at 2
No, this happens all the time. He'll be like, check out this design. I go, I don't like it. Try this. And then like, I'll switch the color and send it back to him. And he goes, I don't like it. Move the text around. Like at the most arbitrary times the night.
I texted him at 2 in the morning the other night. I was like, dude, if we name the album Call Me, we can name the B-sides Missed Calls. And I was like, that's a great
idea. That's a good idea.
But I don't want to name the album Call Me.
When I think of Call Me, I think of like the Tyler album.
Me too.
Call Me
Oh,
to get
yeah.
lost, right?
Me too. Sorry.
I don't. I think of like cheesy, like 2000s, like Justin Timberlake, like Call
Me.
Oh,
okay.
You know?
Call Me Maybe.
Yeah,
Carly.
Like,
call me maybe. Shout out Carly.
Call me maybe.
Yeah, I don't want to name it Call Me. I feel like that's very, doesn't really fit too poppy.
Brainstorming late at night is so funny to me.
Yeah. That's when the best ideas come.
I'll be making...
When the worst ideas come.
That's what I was about to say.
No, but in the moment you think they're the best.
Yeah, when I'm up working at 2 a.m., I'm like, oh, this is going to change my life. This is going to blow up. And I listen to the next morning, I'm like, why did I think this was good?
Yeah, because you get ear fatigue so fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, 10 minutes until we're off the air, we're going to play a couple more grade school songs. I did not get your email, but... If there's another song we want to play in the meantime, just let me know.
Yeah, we can play Grade School by Grade School.
It's right. Oh, no, that's going good.
Grade School.
By Grade School. And I hope it's not like little kids singing like their nativity play.
Let's see what comes up.
Their nativity play?
No, Grade School by Grade School.
No way.
Nice.
Oh,
and then right
go.
Under it, a 39 million view Grade School dance battle.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's probably more entertaining. You should play that instead.
Should we play that instead?
But then the listeners won't be able to see the dancing, the battling.
They can hear the kids' reactions to it. That'd be pretty entertaining. Ooh. All right, well, thanks so much for sitting down with us.
Thank you for having us.
It was a great conversation. Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more towards the end of the episode, but until then, this is Grade School by Grade School.
Cause I'm counting down the hours.
All right. This is the last song. You guys want to plug yourselves?
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Where people can find you.
You can find us on Instagram at gradeschool23. New music very soon.
Show coming up April 27th.
Yeah, April 27th at the Cobalt.
La Lune and Rosemary Ginger.
Mm-hmm.
Really excited for that one. Get to bang my head, shake my ass a little bit.
If you're somehow listening in Calgary or Victoria, we'll see you in August.
And if you have any puns that are related to telephone calls, please let us know.
Yeah, our email is gradeschoolband@gmail.com.
We're going to
send your best telephone puns.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Catch MB3 Radio every Friday at 2 p.m. Thanks for listening, and see ya.
You are now listening to the sexy swinging sounds of CGSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby Mountain. How's that feel, huh? Diverse? Independent? Well, it's yours. It's yours, baby. Check us out on SoundCloud or cgsf.ca. Mountain FM.
You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM.